Big weekend for movies. This is Bill Wills. Good morning. Kevin Carr joins me from fatguysatthemovies.com. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing today, sir?
We've been struggling on some new ones, although we've been hearing some of these talked about for a while in some of the bigger cities because they got released before for Oscar, and finally we get to check them out this weekend. Kevin Carr is with me at fatguysatthemovies.com. Proud Mary out this weekend. Also, The Commuter, Paddington 2, and The Post. Let's get right to The Post. A lot of buzz about this. Steven Spielberg, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks. This goes back to the late 60s, early 70s, Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers, right?
Yep, the Pentagon Papers, which, if you don't remember, preceded Watergate. It wasn't necessarily part of it, but kind of like smeared into the whole scandal. But it's the story of how the Washington Post ended up publishing the Pentagon Papers and the struggle that they had with the presidency and pushback from Nixon and whether or not it was legal or constitutional and what they could publish and what they should have been allowed to publish in the First Amendment type thing. And it's relevant now because, you know, there's always been questions on, you know, can you take the First Amendment too far and what's privileged and what's not. And this is sort of a ringing a bell for the free press, which I think is an important thing to have, absolutely. So it's more of a slow burn thriller, kind of in the spirit of All the President's Men, in which you've got these great actors playing this role of something very significant in American history.
Absolutely, as far as the history of it, Tom Hanks plays the editor Ben Bradley, and of course the owner of the Washington Post at the time, Miss Graham. She had a lot of decisions to make, and that all falls on Meryl Streep, right?
Yeah. It shows the paper when it was not quite what you thought it would think of it today, being this institution, when it was building up there and breaking out between a local paper to become a national paper.
The Post out this weekend. So you liked it all in all?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year, simply because it's directed with tension, it's directed with deliberation. Spielberg does a great job, and it doesn't have a boring moment in it.
Look forward to seeing it at The Post out this weekend. Kevin Carr with me from fatguysatthemovies.com. All right, let's move over to Hugh Grant. We're going to go to Paddington. This is Paddington 2 this time, right? The bear is back?
The bear is back, and it's Paddington 2. It's the story of Paddington Bear, who, of course, was found at Paddington Station and loves orange marmalade. And, if you don't know the Paddington stories, they're these charming little children's books of this bear that was adopted by a family in England. And the first movie was just totally charming and sweet and wonderful, and this one is very much cut from the same cloth. And so it's got Paddington trying to get a gift for his aunt and ends up in jail because of a mixed identity and sort of how his adventures take him from there. But it's very charming. It's very sweet. It's whimsical. It's got that British edge of humor. And it's filled with a lot of actors you'd recognize from other British projects.
All right, so you want to relax. Kids with you. Paddington 2 sounds good. One more, The Commuter, Kevin Carr with me at fatguysthemovies.com. Liam Neeson in this thing. This thing looks interesting.
Yeah, this one is another Liam Neeson action movie where he's inadvertently put into an action sequence. And this one, he plays a man who commutes every day to and from the city, and he is approached by somebody on the train to find somebody else on the train with no other information, and he's being threatened by it, and his family's in trouble, and he's got to get it all taken care of before they reach the last stop. So it's a little bit of a Hitchcock sort of thriller, sort of a cross between Hitchcock and Taken, and it's actually quite good. I mean, Liam Neeson's always good in these kind of movies, and it's a nice, fun little action flick for early January.
Sounds good. The Commuter, The Post, Paddington 2, also Proud Mary out this weekend. Some new stuff to pick from when you venture out and get to a movie. Kevin Carr is at fatguysatthemovies.com. Check his website before you check something out this weekend. Kevin, thanks much.
All right, thank you.